Hello, everybody. I'm back again. Now, maybe my voice is still going a little in and out. I don't know what I was doing, but something popped up about, what's the man name? He's a rapper. Common was going to be on Jennifer Hudson's show, right? So I'm like, oh, okay. You know, then kind of find out, oh, they dating. Oh, well, okay. I'm not saying anything wrong with them dating, but it seems to be like this Common guy is a serial, serial dater with these black women, who are, you know, smart and, you know, making their own money and everything. And it seemed like he going from one to the other. So now, look like the Jennifer girl put him on her show for as a guest. And somebody, he was giggling and laughing or whatever. And someone's going, yeah, there's nothing wrong with marriage. You know, like, they just letting this man get all up in their head. But then I saw something about the one woman who dated him before. Was mad at the one she dating now. I'm like, y'all are too old. You know, I think it's a bunch of lies. But you gotta understand. And if what he going from one to the other, that man, come on. He playing with y'all. He just giving him a chance to date whoever, whatever, sleep with whoever, because y'all desperate. Excuse me, drink some tea. Because y'all desperate and act like y'all cannot be without a man. You're making your own money. You're doing the right thing. You're doing what you're supposed to do. But then you let these, we don't know what about us. We let these men come in and just, I don't know, what's the word I want to use? Just come in and show how dumb we are. Or how desperate we are. I mean, I don't know. If somebody can explain it to me, that'd be great. I don't know how we get to a point as women, and I'm talking about women who can take care of their own selves and their children. And we allow them to come in, talk their nonsense, we fall for it, and then they, bam, they gone and left us. And because we so desperate, we're trying to find them in the streets. We're trying to find them online. We're trying to find them at the grocery store. We're trying to find them, I don't know, at the amusement park. It's almost like you never dated before. Now, if you're 40-something years old, and I'm just picking that, you 40-something years old, you got a couple of children. You trying to tell me you can't sit your butt at home without being on a phone or being on a, I guess it's both, being on the phone, because you're doing texting on the phone, you're talking on the phone. And all, that's all you're doing all day, because you're trying to find somebody. Don't you know that stuff backfires? You know, every now and then you'll hear a good story where somebody met somebody online and it worked out pretty good. But we need to start using our brains, people. These people don't really, truly care for us and be really aware when you have children. Because you don't know if they're going for your boy child or your girl child these days. Who knows? And then you sitting up there like, oh, that's fine. You know, because I love him. And I'm not going to do anything that's going to send him away from me. Right, excuse me? So you're going to go against the people who loved you way before this person even came into your life. Because you think you love him, and he's after your children. He don't even really want you, or he want a place to lay his head. But you dumb enough to let this person get in your ear, because you're going to be so smart. But you dumb enough to let this person get in your ear and start talking to you about the people who brought you up, or even held you up. You understand? These are the people who didn't walk away after 30 years. They're still there. Trying to help you, and you giving them attitude because some man is telling you, oh, you should be doing that for her. Oh, you need to tell your brother he need to go on somewhere. No, you need to tell your mama she need to shut up. Excuse me? And you do it. This is what people do. And they do it. They go right along with these people. And they push the people away who truly care about them because they think they love them. My thing is, if you dumb enough and blind enough that you can't tell that that person who you being with is not good, and maybe you do know, but you'd rather choose that person over the other person. So when them other people walk away from you, don't even look, don't look at them, don't call them, don't do anything because they know what they did. They know what they did to help you and to try to keep you sane. And you're going to jump on the first boat that come your way. No. You better get it together. It's not all about the opposite sex, y'all. It really isn't. It's about you and what kind of relationship you're having with Jesus Christ and what kind of relationship you're having with your kids and what you're teaching them. You know, I hear people teaching their kids, oh, it's okay to be homosexual. Teaching their kids to watch dumb stuff. Oh, it's okay. Okay. All right. And all this is going to come and bite you in the butt. But hey, what are you going to do? You can't make them do nothing. You can't make them hear nothing. Once Eve ate of that fruit and her husband was dumb enough to eat it too, that was the end. So everybody take care. Be aware. And keep your head up. Keep praying.